We're here.
Back on the ship.
Are you excited?
For what?
To be back on?
Yeah, of course.
I'm excited.
For what?
We can finally get in person all your thoughts on the Uvalde shooting. That did not have the,
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, that did not have the effect I thought it would have.
But just for the record, I think it's bad.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, I think everyone's been a little hard on the police.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TMGTales.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGTales.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
Let's dive right in. Roe v. Wade. What smoking hot takes do you have on Roe v. Wade?
God.
As a man, what important opinion?
Yeah, we should discuss this.
Yeah. As two men, I think it's extremely important that we...
People need to hear our opinions.
That
on
we
it.
Get in the mix on
Yeah.
It. Yeah, dude.
People have been waiting.
Yeah,
to hear
two guys talk about what to do with ovaries.
Just for the record, though, also think it's bad.
What?
That they overturned it.
I was going to say, yeah.
I do. I think it's bad. Which side?
Yeah. No, it's just terrible.
Just saying, it's
just
all
not good.
You know?
Yeah, I think I wrote down what I think a frat dude's take on it would be.
Okay.
You'll certify this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'll try to go back to my frat days and think about.
Okay. All right. Honestly, I would expect nothing less from some old motherfuckers like that. The Supreme Court justices don't even fuck, so like fundamentally don't even understand the need to go to the clinic. These fools get no bitches. That's why they never had to deal with no shit like that.
Yeah, I felt like I was really back in college for a second there.
You thought you had just pledged, you're looking at an upperclassman?
Yeah.
Like really give his two cents on
it? Yeah, being like, damn, this guy's wise as hell.
He is.
You
right.
Should be in the Supreme Court, brother.
Those dudes don't fuck. That is
don't
very
fuck
true.
At all. God damn, they're never getting their dicks assed with a P.
Yeah. We would like to make it abundantly clear to the overwhelming women majority that listen to this show. We believe you should be able to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And if you're somehow upset by that, I don't care. We don't care.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yes.
I think the craziest part is like, I had a few people message me like, because I like posted like some like abortion resource thing. They're like, ew, imagine being upset that you can't kill a baby. And I was just like, shut up.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people probably had abortions this year and you were like on TikTok, just like doing something else? Like you don't actually care.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just some weird philosophical thing that like makes you feel better, but it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with your life.
Yep.
Anyway, 7 TikTok dances you can do to save Roe v. Wade.
What the fuck?
Well, where's
not real, right?
Where is this from?
I don't know, but they did include an apology.
Oh.
Wait, what do you mean?
No, this is satire for sure.
Yeah, this is The Onion, right?
No, they posted this and then like they followed up at the very top of the article with an apology being like, no, maybe now it's not the time to put this out.
No, I see. This is how like, I don't know what you would call this. This is how.
Hold on. This is just for people listening. This is an article Yeah. Posted by what?
No. Tell them the truth. These are seven dances we came up with before we started the show.
Yeah, sorry. This is a segment, actually, that we wrote.
Yeah. Yeah, we sat down and wrote this.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Over Zoom.
We thought we should all get together and really try and put some effort behind saving this thing.
Yeah.
And with actually, TikTok dances.
You know, Cody actually was late to his sister's wedding.
Choreographing.
So, yeah.
These dances.
Yeah, it was hard work between the two. You guys don't understand how hard it is to coordinate a Roe v. Wade dance over Zoom because, like, you know, I'm, like, on my own count, and then Cody's getting off count, so it's just a weird...
I'm like, that move doesn't express the right sentiment.
Yeah, so it was hard. So anyway...
Why are you doing the whoa, man? That's, like, that's super old school.
Dude, don't introduce the whip, okay?
Yeah. Why whipping?
Why are you whipping something related to women's rights, dude? What's wrong with you?
Oh, anyways. Man. The Woe v. Wade.
It was right in front of us.
Right in front of us.
What a layup.
Yeah.
Dude. Dunk that one. No. Bring that article back. Bring that article
back. Yeah. I want to read. Yeah.
IQFY.com.
IQFY. I question
why the fuck you posted
this. Yeah, yeah.
The Supreme Court decision is a draft. There's still time to save. Oh, so this was before it happened.
This is their apology after it came out.
Okay, so how long ago was this posted? What was the date?
Hold up. Scroll up. This has to be satire. Look at, she's dancing with a coat hanger behind
her. Wait, what the
this
fuck?
This is a bit. This is a bit,
this
dude.
It's a bad bit.
No, even the apology, like, that's clear. This is all clearly a meme. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But,
okay. Yeah, this is.
There's another apology in the comments from the editor, so I don't know.
Nah.
Maybe it's an apology for, like, bad satire. Like, they were trying to do an Onion type thing, but it just was kind of insensitive.
I don't know, man. This could be like some just extreme level trolling.
What does that say?
We are now in healing mode and ask you for your understanding. We consider the matter closed. Yeah, this is, has to be a bit. Look how condescending that is. What is his website? Just go to the main page. What is on the landing page of IQFY? Self-care in post-Roe. Okay, seven top tips.
What are your nightmares trying to tell you? Meanings behind eight common nightmares. Oh, yeah, that's my dream article right there.
This is...
Or my nightmare.
Is this like an ad? Like, is this like some...
Is cuddling a form of cheating?
Yeah, no...
Wait, we didn't do anything. We just cuddled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought her home. Sure, I brought her home from the club, but, like, all we did was snuggle.
Dude, she just needed someone to keep her warm.
Yeah, she scratched my back a little bit. So what? That's not cheating.
Eight sweet little grandmas who committed serious crimes. Are these just like clickbait articles that get linked on TMZ? Yeah, I don't.
Seven things Reddit taught me how to meditate.
What?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, this is getting all the clicks. You are definitely washing your face wrong. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing it at all.
Yeah. Stop using cum.
Yeah. Number one, stop letting your dad pee on you. Number two, let your mom pee on your face. Hell yeah.
I still can't really figure out what this website is all about.
Yo, what is that? Men, it's time to get cream pied. That's crazy. That is crazy.
When does it actually say that?
No.
Oh. Jeez.
Are cis men banned from cream pies? No, here's why. Wow. Look at that.
Getting them or giving them?
Frat boys, it's time to receive your cream pie this year.
That's their, yeah. These old ass Supreme Court justices probably don't even cream pie their wife anymore.
As they can't because their balls don't work. I this is not me trying to make some weak ass joke. I genuinely had a shower thought kind of. I don't know. This is a horrible.
Good subreddit.
Yeah, this is a horrible thing to preface as a shower thought. I just made it really sus. I was looking at the line of Supreme Court justices. I'm like, when is the last time any of these dudes got head? Or, like, just generally fucked. Yeah, while I was naked in the shower with my waterproof Android. Like,
yeah. So I was thinking about, who's the dude, Clarence Thomas? Is that his name?
Yeah.
I was thinking about his junk the other day in the shower.
And when was the last time it got sucked? Aren't all those dudes like at the age where like some good head could kill him?
Yeah, totally. You know? 100%.
I bet they've never experienced like any sort of guck.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when head was given in their day, that shit was probably mad proper.
Yeah, no, that's heart attack age for sure.
We just need someone from Gen Z, you know, to just guck their shit, kill them all. You kill like five of them.
Yeah, make them bust a heart attack nut. Yeah.
Dude, if you had some modern porn star head on one of those guys, heart attack instantly. Dead.
It smells like burnt toast. Yeah.
My left arm. Sucked the soul out of that dude.
Fuck.
Just starts calling out to like his dead relatives, just seeing the light as he's getting just topped up.
Damn, that's funny.
God damn it, dude. They could that. I wonder if that's possible to get ate out to death. You know? I don't think that Supreme Court justice was that old. I think she's a bit younger. You know? But the dudes, definitely.
Yeah. For
you,
sure.
You get the soul sucked out of you.
Yeah.
We should, you know, out of all the things to discuss right now, we should discuss the natural advancement of the technique of sucking penis.
Okay, sure. What do you want to discuss about it?
I don't know. It's definitely, it had to have gotten
like
better.
Like it's just getting more advanced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, who started, was there any biblical reference of like the two-handed guck?
No, probably not.
Is there any,
prehistoric head was much more simple.
Was it though?
Probably.
Because, like, they may not have been good at it either. So, you know, she could have just, to the back of the throat, just, gawk.
Who?
Some caveman.
Some caveman woman. Yeah.
Just, gawk, like, straight to the bottom, dude. She may not have thought twice.
Yeah.
You know, and back then, I feel like maybe the older you go, because it was super, it was musty.
It was, and they were used to eating gross shit like saber-toothed tiger meat.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, all that.
Just fatty, and just, they probably had no gag reflex because they're just eating gross shit all the time.
And they're around smells that are just brutal.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's probably zero.
There's no like flavoring, like everything is just cum flavored anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what that.
You think cavemen are just beating off on the leaves and?
No, I'm not saying they're eating shit with cum on it. I'm saying like they're. Joking. Yeah, make some of that signature cum sauce.
Babe, make me the cum leaf sandwich again. Ancient sexy times. What is this?
A history of oral sex. Thank you.
From fellatio's ancient roots.
To the modern blowjob. Wow, this really is something that a writer sat down and wrote a piece about.
Dude, at this point, what else like can you make content about? I mean, we're basically doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Before you're quick to judge, there's no way there's 69ing on a cave wall. That is fake.
Is that what that is?
Okay, in the city of... I can't read.
Yeah, we got to upgrade
In the city
this.
Of Pompeii...
Hard to read this shit off a smart fridge.
Okay.
Why don't we get a TV or something? Yeah.
In the city of Pompeii, which was buried by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius... We don't need to know that. Archaeologists uncovered ancient baths decorated with erotic feces. Erotic frescoes, including depictions of oral sex.
I try to make it so... What?
Damn, yeah, he's grabbing the back of his head. That, he's looking at her pussy.
He's just staring at it.
Yeah.
Just, damn. She's like, what are you doing? Eat it. Eat it. What are you staring at it
He's
for?
Like, nah, it stinks. This is not what. Because at this point, men were pampered.
Were they?
At, like, yeah.
But women weren't?
No, I'm saying like men were like, they, you know, they had their egos stroked and stuff at this point. So like they didn't feel like they had to do certain things.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know how giving cavemen were. That must have been the worst type of male to give head to. Yeah. Just nut and walk away and then like just go somewhere. Just
go like hit a rock with a log or something.
Yeah. Yeah, just so demoralizing. She's like, I love you.
Oh, I got some other shit I got to do.
Yeah. It just smashes a
you
rock.
Take off, I got work.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
Just counting rocks. Just
counting rocks.
1, 2, 5, 1, 2. Like, you just can't go fast. Damn. Yes. Yeah. The way she's positioned, it looks like she's sucking his toe.
Damn. He's just staring at her ass.
Yeah. Just looking
at her asshole.
What an idiot.
Just fucking. What's going on?
She's like, put a finger in there or something. Do something, you idiot.
That's such a sick pose, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like hand on top of the head.
Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Yeah. The female anatomy is just mind-blowing.
He's like, I'm smelling it so hard. I'm smelling it.
Man, what'd you eat today? Saber-tooth tiger?
I'm getting a whiff. No, dude, Pompeii? That was like...
Yeah, that was...
Pretty advanced, no?
Yeah.
They had bathhouses.
Yeah, true.
They definitely had, like, currency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people had jobs.
I'm not much of a history buff, you know?
They all got cremated. I can say that much.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Look up an image of Pompeii. What did it look like back then? Damn. Okay, I mean, I didn't necessarily want to see that.
Here's some cremated remains.
Yeah, like what are some like recreation? Here we go. Yeah, let's enlarge this image. Okay.
Damn. So it's like pretty fire.
Yeah, so it looks like USC.
Yeah. It nice. Does.
It's basically a college campus.
Yeah.
Damn, that's so funny. They built that at the base of a volcano, just not knowing. Just how like human is that?
Yeah.
Like, what a nice mountain. We build it here.
Mountain a breather cool of smoke. It's vaping. Nice. All the time.
Yeah. And then
is that USC?
Yeah. I mean it's close.
Man, football games in Pompeii must have been lit.
Yeah. I could dude. You know something
that stadium, I would tailgate that so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't stand people like that.
What?
Oh, I must have been fucking lit. Walking around with your balls out and shit, no real clothes. Must have been fucking lit.
Got 69. You don't even have to do anything.
Yeah.
You just stare.
Just come suck your dick in a bathhouse. Fucking lit.
So lit. Imagine free balling everywhere you go.
It was not lit, Zachary. There was mass famine.
Oh, yeah. I intermittent fast, so.
No, dude. There was mass famine. Yeah, I fucking love famine, dude. I'm a feminist and all that. Famine's cool with me. I'm a feminist, bro. I fuck with famine hard, like famine energy. Like, I love it. So I'm around women all the time, dog. I love that famine energy. I'm feminist. She must have been fucking lit, dude. God damn it, man. Yeah, you know, in honor of feminism, two women got kicked out of my shows this weekend.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
For one. What?
They were wasted, dude.
Yeah.
Something about, you know, after 9:30, women in Charlotte. No, I can't. I actually, that's a
sweeping generalization.
Yeah, no, because actually all the women in the venue were totally kept their liquor. There was one girl at one of my shows, the late show on the last night. She was fucking hammered. Just, I looked at the right of the stage, like, it's just glass in her eyeballs, but she stayed in it the whole time. She's just looking at the back of my head because of the way the seats were. She was like, I felt bad. She just had like a, all she could see is my elbow.
Okay.
But one girl, I'm like, just going, you know, I'm just talking my shit. And then the context of one part of the set is like, I'm talking about how much of an asshole I am. And she goes, "You're the asshole, Noel." And I go, "I know, dumbass. I wrote the bit.
The premise of the joke."
And then I was like, "God damn, that shit hit you late, didn't it?" And I'm like, "It's the Percocet." And I'm just like fucking, you know, roasting her. And then I start going through the show, and then she just starts getting into it with some of the wait staff because someone walks by and catches her like recording my set. So they grab her phone and they delete it, you know, and they make sure it's deleted, and she just gets really upset. She's like, "I just fucking, yeah." So then she starts, you know, getting crazier, and they remove her. And then she starts fighting. Oh, no. As they're walking her out, she's wearing heels, so she didn't have any grip on her heels. So the heel slid, and she literally face plants on the ground, and everyone's like, "Oh!" And they help her up, like, "Are you okay?" And I guess, you know, she's trying to save face, and she just starts trying to, like, fight one of the dudes helping her, like, straight up, like, swinging. And then another waitstaff comes out and she says, "Oh, this shit is not happening here." And she just like locks the girl up and drags her out of the venue. Yeah.
No way. And
people were like, that is at the, some people at the venue were like, "That's the craziest I've ever seen anyone at the venue." And then I guess there was someone else who, it was like her and her husband got way too wasted. And the dude was a psycho. And he storms out after they kick him out. And then the wife is wasted as fuck. She's like, "I just want to let you guys know, it never goes like this." And everyone in the venue's like, "Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. All right."
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like finger wagging everyone. She's like, "This never happens anywhere else." Everyone's like, "Okay."
That they get that drunk or that,
yeah,
they get,
that
kicked,
they get
out?
Kicked out?
I mean, I don't know which is better. Like, neither one of them are good.
No, I know.
You know? It's like, it's still happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think when you wake up?
Yeah.
You probably think, like, fuck, I gotta seriously make some changes. Like, I can't function.
Yeah, dude.
In society.
Yeah.
Getting kicked out of a comedy show, like, that's hard to do.
It really is. You have to try.
Yeah.
You really have to try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all you gotta do is... Oh, it's so easy to not get kicked out. You just listen. That's all you got to do.
And like you said last time, dude, I think the weirdest thing that I've noticed now about doing clubs is that people go to comedy shows just to get wasted, like it's a bar, and it makes no sense to me.
Yeah,
because there's such a like watching a live performance, like even Broadway, for example. Mm-hmm. I know you're a big Broadway guy.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
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 I do like Broadway, actually. It is a recent acquired taste.
Nice.
Yes.
After you took all those planes, you started seeing all these reruns of Broadway.
Yeah, that's all they play on. We're just traveling so much, you know, it's hitting New York all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's only so much you can do there. So I go see a lot of Broadway and, yeah, big Lin-Manuel guy myself.
How could you not be?
Yeah. Oh my God, did you see that? Sorry. Just quick tangent.
Of course.
Did you see that dude? Who posted a TikTok that he made a song, and it was he's like a comedy rapper, and he was auditioning for SNL.
Yes, this is awesome. We will find this.
Can you find it? Can we watch that after?
We did. All right.
Did you see that?
Oh, I did.
Okay, can we watch that?
Sure.
And just kind of, we don't even have to say much about it. We can just watch it and just kind of soak it in.
Yeah.
Let it sit with us for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, def.
And then you'll understand why I'm such a Broadway fan.
Yeah. Yeah. The two are connected.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nah, just people. That's it. I just don't know. I don't understand wanting to go somewhere where there's like a, basically like an etiquette, you know? There's a way you kind of have to interact with the show as an audience member. You're like an active part of the show, kind of.
Yeah.
I just think it's bizarre to go there and be like, you know.
Look at me.
Yeah.
No, I'm here though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Spock. Yes, this is Spock's a big fan of this dude, like a huge fan. Yeah, let it rip, man.
I want to be the next SNL cast member, and here's why I should be a contender. Hi, Lorne Michaels, I'm Jake Novak, and I know that you're feeling the heat because your roster lost Kate, Kyle, 80, and Pete. That means you got an open seat, and I feel I ought to be filling it, because when it comes to comedy songs, I kind of been killing it. See, weekly music videos, I'm a jam, bruh. I'm a rapid rhyming hammy nerd like Lin-Manuel Miranda mixed with Sammy Berg. But haven't you heard? I'm more than a rapper. I'm an actor, too, so here's a couple of nice guys getting their jackets.
After you. After you. After you.
After you.
After you.
After you've seen that scene, I mean, right? But I've been sitting on the ringer. In addition to the spitting, I'm a hell of a singer. I could be bouncing out on Broadway, but I'm running for 30 Rock.
Yeah.
So
this is the part you like.
Deliver you
this is the part you're answering, right, Cody?
Stick in a box. Not literally, obviously. I really want to give you the next big thing. Oh, God. Dear Mr. Michaels, won't you give me a chance? Melodies will make the people laugh while they dance. I'll write, I'll perform, man, I'll sweep the stage. But whatever it is, I'm ready to do it in Studio 8H. What do you say? Did I dive or get you to bite? Maybe we could try it live on a Saturday night. So check my feed. You'll agree where I should be in September. Right with Colin Keane and Chloe Bowen as an SNL cast member.
Honestly, I think if they hired him, it would be an upgrade. For SNL.
You think?
No.
Yeah. No. We said
Yeah, yeah. Play another one.
One.
Play another one.
We said one.
What's this one about? Oh, this is this is a commentary on gun violence.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, go ahead, Jake.
Because it's not all jokes.
Land of the free, home of the brave, land of the AR-15, home of kids in the grave. I've struggled to find the words, keep the disposition sunny. I'm always trying to turn the unfunny things funny, but laughing feels wrong. Hypocrisy's rife, I gotta say something, because you're all pro-life unless it's taken by a gunman. 19 more tiny heartbeats stopped in their alma mater. You force kids into the world, then condemn them to slaughter.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I think we got it. Yeah, Lorne Michaels is like, yo, I want you to do that.
Yeah.
Do the gun violence one as the opening monologue.
Yeah.
Do that one.
That's going to smash.
Yeah.
Show that to the Supreme Court, you know?
Yeah. Supreme Court, have you guys seen what Jake Novak is up to? Supreme Court, please reverse your decision so Jake Novak has no material. No, I'm playing. Hopefully he gets it. If he really wants to be on SNL,
yeah,
I think he's one of four people who wants to be on SNL. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, I best of luck to him. I hope he does it.
Wild.
Yeah, it really is. that whole, you know. I guess we should announce now that Jake Novak is actually he's writing all the new TMG music, and actually he'll be performing it as well. We're actually licensing out the brand and everything to him, and he'll be picking up where we left off.
That Uvalde one, that's our new single.
Yeah. That was a bit of a teaser at the top of the episode when I asked Cody what his thoughts were.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uvalde's nuts.
No, I that thought crossed my brain, but I was like, I would never say that. I just sort of...
Objectively, it is usable. Objectively. Objectively.
I'm just saying it exists.
It does. Factually.
It's not funny.
Factually, you can. You've all these nuts in your mouth. Factually, you can. It was a city before the tragedy, guys.
That's true.
And girls. And whatever you are, okay? It was a city before the tragedy occurred, okay?
Mm-hmm. Digging yourself deeper.
I'm already going to hell. It doesn't matter.
That's so funny. The in my mind, I was like, fuck, that's so bad. That's such a bad shit. And then Uvalde's nut. heard it come out.
It
Damn.
Would be bad if
I was like, did I say it?
It would be bad if I did that. After it happened, and I was asking people, did you hear what happened? You know, if I actually acted on that, would be horrible. I didn't do that. Okay. I'm a fucking anthropologist in this context. Okay. I'm just pointing out this nomenclature that we've developed is usable as a D's nuts, okay? All right.
Oh my God. Oh Jesus.
I'm a historian of sorts, okay? I'm just docking. That's what this is. This podcast is now an archive of D's nuts.
It is. Jokes. It is. Yeah. That's very true. We do tend to unearth a lot of them.
Yeah.
And that was an example of that.
That is one.
Discovery.
It's
an exploration.
It's a tasteless one to use.
Oh yeah, I would never use it.
You should never.
No.
You should never. But can you? You could.
You could.
You can.
You can.
You can.
You can.
You can.
You can.
You can. You can. So,
there would be one. You could do it to the cops.
Oh.
That would probably be appropriate.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that would be.
You could.
That would be appropriate, yeah. Mm-hmm. The sheriffs who did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Get pulled over on purpose. Say, do you know how fast you went? Sorry, sir. Sorry, officer. Excuse me, sheriff. A quick question. Is this Uvalde's?
Yes, obviously.
Oh. Oh, I thought of a really bad one right there.
No.
Uvalde's kids you left out.
No. Oh, yeah.
You've all these kids you left unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
My guy.
Yeah.
That probably puts you in the slammer for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably take you away instantly.
Yeah.
Okay. I took it to a place. Anyways, look, there was a NASCAR social media guy at one of my shows, and I just have to shout this guy out. He came alone.
Okay.
He was he had like that he had like the meme Southern twang in your voice that how we think of Southern people. Yeah. That was like his voice.
Okay. How'd you know he was a social media guy?
NASCAR? He like tweeted at me. I was like looking at tweets after the show, and then he like tweeted at me. And
NASCAR? What?
Yeah. I was like, this guy rules.
Yeah.
I just want to know more.
If you want to come to a show, that's all you got to do is just tweet at Noel and say some bullshit about how you work for some car company.
Yeah.
And he'll be in your DMs and be like, you got to come to the show.
Yeah.
Here's VIP.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, man, you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
You can come all five shows.
All five.
I know they're all sold out.
It would be an honor.
They're all sold out, but I kick two people at every show.
Oh, yeah.
You and whoever. Yeah. Okay, if you just want a seat, a second seat empty, you can have that. Wherever you want.
You're an intern for a tire company? Yes, I would love to have you at the show.
I'm sorry, man. Did you say you work in the office of a brake fluid company?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely pull up.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, you just work the desk at a Jiffy Lube? Yes.
Dude.
Come to the show. It would be my honor.
Come through, my guy. No, I'm a. He had such like a kind of like a unique look, and I was just like, what's your name, dude? And I was like, how old are you, bro? And he just goes, I'm 36. I was like, 36? I'm like, who are you here with? He's like, I came by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Where? Do you have a wife? He's like, yeah. I'm like, where is she? She's at home.
She's dead.
No. He goes,
what?
That would have been easier.
Yeah.
Then he goes, I was like, oh, does she want to come with you? He's like, nah. She thinks you're cringe. And plus, she's at home with our dog because his 10-year birthday is. His 10-year birthday is on Monday. This was Friday. And I just looked at the crowd.
Well, the dog is 10.
The crowd was just like, ooh. And I was like, she's definitely at home. Just.
Poor guy.
No, and he was like, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, you know, I just appreciated that he just pulled up solo.
That's such a funny excuse.
And like some salmon.
I gotta stay with you know, Rufus. His birthday's coming up. I really should stay.
Yeah.
What?
Plus
he's
that
10.
Guy.
I don't know how long. I don't know if he's gonna make it to this birthday.
That guy's cringe. I don't like him. Yeah. You should just go.
Yeah.
You should just go.
I don't know. Hitachi.
Yeah.
The old magic wand.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Two Hitachi, dude. I think that would, oh, man, yeah, you'd be putting some icy hot on that thing afterward. I should be getting beat up. Yeah, that's how I think a vagina works.
Yeah.
Anyway,
one
dude.
For the, one for the upper clitoris, one for the lower one. Yeah. There is two, right?
There's two clitoris.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what they told me.
Yeah.
Dude, you did some performing this weekend as well.
I did, yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, it felt good to get back on the mic again and, you know, slang some jokes.
No, I think
while officiating my sister's wedding.
Officiating a wedding, I think, is infinitely harder.
It was definitely, yeah, I was definitely nervous. It was nerve-wracking as fuck. Because it's also my sister. It's like,
yeah,
I have to, I was using some boilerplate, like, officiating speech.
Yeah.
But then I wanted to make it my own.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, add some personal touches to it.
Of course.
So it was, like, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And, but it went really well, honestly. And it was the only thing, I fucked up two things. Mm. One of the things
you shouldn't
was,
have did that Uvalde joke. And
I did the Uvalde's nuts. Middle of the speech, it made it super awkward, uncomfortable.
Right.
No, I was just crying.
Oh.
Like sobbing.
Dang.
And which I feel like normally the officiant is supposed to be the one, the rock, you know? You're supposed to be the one holding it together.
Yeah. No, I think that's good.
And there was just tears streaming down my face because they like did custom vows.
Oh.
And so then they were crying, reading their own vows to each other. And then I was just like, like holding the mic up to the right. sister's face.
Then everyone in the crowd was like, this guy's such a pussy, dude.
Fucking pussy.
Such a punk, dude.
It's not that sad.
Like they're just going to fuck for the rest of their lives.
Okay, thanks. It's my sister.
I'm just being someone in the crowd.
Okay. Thank you for saying that. Though, I appreciate that.
Someone in the crowd.
Good.
Dang, she looks really good up there.
That was what'd you say?
Just someone in the crowd just judging you guys up there. You're not gonna lie. Cody's sister?
Shut up, dude.
I'm not gonna lie. Her brother? Kinda handsome. Honey, shut up. He's crying up there. Sorry.
Yeah, but he like is a sexy crier.
Yeah, you like this part.
Yeah, yeah. I'll joke about that all day. No, it's funny. That was the second thing I did wrong, was that I ended it with, you guys.
Y'all are some sexy fuckers.
No, I can't believe you guys are just going to fuck each other for the rest of your lives.
You dapped him up and you
left. Cody, what the fuck? Sorry, I thought it was a funny joke.
Anyways, congrats. You should go fuck now. No,
that was actually what I fucked up, is that at the end, there was a whole bunch of shit you have to do, right? And it wasn't like a wedding. All the weddings that I've been to have been like fake weddings.
Yeah.
They like have the ceremony and then, you know, a week later they go to the courthouse and sign the thing,
right,
whatever.
Right.
This was a real one. I actually got officiated. I had a license for a day to be a wedding officiant.
Oh, sick. And you,
like, part of the ceremony was that at the end of my speech, after I pronounced them husband and wife, I call them and the best man and the maid of honor over to a table where we all sign a form.
Oh.
They witness it, I'm the officiant, and then the bride and groom sign it. And I just totally forgot that part. So I'm like, you may now kiss the bride. And I move out of the way and they kiss. And then they like kind of turn towards the crowd and there's like a 6 second just excruciating pause where nobody knew what the fuck was happening. And then I just go like this into the mic. Congrats. And everyone starts laughing. And then I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. And then I look over at the wedding planner and he's like, sign the form. And I was like, oh, right. Can I please have the bride and groom? So the only part that like made it an actual wedding legally.
Yeah.
I just left that part out.
Oh, whatever.
The one crucial thing.
Nah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because they're married.
Yeah.
Everyone saw it.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Yeah. You know? It was actually really fun. It ended up being really funny. There was a lot of laughs.
Nah, I think that's cooler. I think that makes it super memorable.
It was. And it was like, they said after Chris and Paul, they were like, yeah, just, it was like super, I like how like things went wrong.
Yeah.
It just felt more us, you know, like, yeah. That's what we do. It's just.
Yeah. No, and they'll actually, I think with stuff like, if it goes too perfect, I think you don't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
If things go wrong, then you have all these hilarious, like, oh, yeah, and then Cody this, and then we were up there feeling that.
And you made that super weird joke. And
Yeah, I don't know why you got all political in the middle of it. That was very weird. Yeah, but other than that, Other than that.
Yeah, the Rover's weight set was a little bit.
Yeah, like, come on, dude. Yeah. It just happened.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was beautiful, though. Oh, my God. Canmore? We both knew right away. Right away. Yeah, that was the worst part of the speech is when I it's when I made the Canmore joke.
Yeah. Right here in Canmore.
Can we get some more of this beautiful couple?
Nice.
Give it up for them. No, seriously, the city's actually called Canmore. Beautiful. It's by Jasper.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Stunning. And the wedding, like the venue for the ceremony was just like pushed right up against the mountain.
Sick.
And it had just, it rained for like the first little part of my speech and then it sort of cleared.
Ooh.
The mountain was just covered with these beautiful clouds and it looked like from Twilight or something.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Hell yeah.
So.
Then you turn
just
into
stoked,
a wolf.
Man. What?
You turn into a wolf after the show was over?
I did rip my shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you actually?
No.
No. That would have been memorable.
Did I actually rip my shirt off at my sister's wedding?
I don't know. But you're out on the dance floor. Everyone's fucking around. You're like,
ah! Oh, I see.
Ah, Cody's
I see.
Going wolf mode again.
Wolf mode.
Yeah. Oh, he's crawling on all fours.
No, it was one of those weddings where there was like the ceremony and then there was like a little break before the reception.
Uh-huh.
So we all just like chilled out for a bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then yeah, Alina's sister's wedding was kind of similar in it just in that pacing. So they got married in Kauai. And then it's kind of a similar thing. It was like raining, and then it cleared out, and then they were like, all right, go. And then they just did it real quick.
Hawaii is a good one. Hawaii? So, why does it feel so good when my dick's in your mouth?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go. Yeah, yeah. <I'm trying>
to... Just give us a second. Hold on. Let's
see. Maui.
Maui. Maui.
Maui. Maui, we got to fit this dick in your mouth.
This is a archaeologist expedition right now.
Yeah.
We're unearthing them. Dusting them off, finding the bones.
Yeah, just, oh, look at this. Oh, beautiful.
Look at, what is that?
Gabon. Look at this one. An undiscovered gem sitting beautifully here in this crystal water. Gabon. Behold, Gabon. Speaking of, archaeology
mm-hmm.
and digging up old things. Have you watched the new season of Stranger Things?
No. Nah. I haven't watched any of it, I don't think. I watched the first season maybe, but it's too late now for me. I'm just, you know, too big.
This season, despite the corniness, actually it pulled me in right at the end.
Really?
It pissed.
It's the last season, right?
Yeah, but it's like what they did with Ozark, and it's like two parts.
Oh, okay. Ah.
So
there's a season 5.
Gotcha.
Netflix is just trying to prolong their death.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see there's this new show? I don't know. Someone DM'd it to me, because it's like all I do now is review bad shows.
The Sopranos?
What?
Good.
No. You say The Sopranos is bad?
No. I was joking.
Don't even joke about that.
I was joking about some Gen Z kid being like, yo, you should check out this old show, yeah. The Sopranos.
It's this old fucked up HBO like reality.
Something. It's like about the mafia.
Yeah.
It's called The Sopranos.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I made a reference to Seinfeld this weekend, and then I felt like portions of the crowd just like I hit the back of their brain. It was like I went through all their knowledge. Like,
yeah, we have no record of that reference.
What is Seinfeld? Yeah. Anyway,
Seinfeld.
What's the show you were describing?
Seinfeld. No. Seinfeld.
Seinfeld like putting his dick in your mouth.
Okay. No, it's, I think it's, they said it was a show where they take like entitled, just, yeah, they take like entitled millennials or Gen Zs or uh-huh. something, and they drop them in the wilderness.
Oh, is this the Millennial Mountain thing?
Maybe.
Remember we talked about this on the podcast, and we were like talking about ideas, just that we had, and I talked about the one where I was saying it'd be really interesting to like take influencers out into like a cabin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's the same shit.
Yeah, so maybe it is. Can you look that up, actually?
Yeah, out in the wild, and they all think that they're like going on like a Love Island, like just like an actually villa.
Yeah, we brainstormed the exact same setup.
Idea.
Yeah, literally the exact same setup.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's not that crazy of an idea. What if we took seven dumb people who are rich and we pretended that they were going to go to an island, but secretly they have to shit in a bush?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Have you ever seen Alone?
Yeah.
That fucking show is so good.
It's also really funny that how terrible those guys are at cinematography.
Well, because they film themselves.
No, but it's really funny how like they get to the thing and they're like, all right, apparently there's and then they have to walk up to this pelican case.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to like it's like, all right, so I gotta like put the receiver on, and they're just holding this gigantic like camcorder, like, all right, so
I think it's so cool.
No, it is, but it's just
makes
hilarious.
It so genuine.
Yeah. I do think it's really funny that they're out there camping, but then there is this like studio grade pelican case with like batteries and instructions, and like, I know you're doing the survival thing, but also please set up this very expensive broadcast camera and make sure you capture everything.
And now I want to explain the show for people that don't know and are listening. Like, what the fuck you mean? So like, they basically find 10 survivalists or 12 or something, I don't know the number, but they take a bunch of survivalists, which are people that go out into the woods and just live off the land basically, with nothing.
Yeah.
And so these people compete against each other. They drop them in like a random remote location and all separately. So they're all completely alone. And they're like trained for 2 weeks before they leave on how to use all the camera gear. So that, each one of them gets a pelican filled with like camera gear and mics and whatever. And they have to film themselves the whole time. And the whole point is just to survive as long as they can. But they don't know like how the other people are doing. So they don't know how many are left.
Yep.
So the last person standing wins, basically. So super intense. They're like killing alligators and beavers. And like one of them killed on one season, I guess he like killed a bear, I think, or a moose or something like that, and dried all the meat. And he lasted for like a month just off the meat.
That's crazy. Sus as fuck.
Yeah.
This fool ate moose meat. Okay. Kind of gay, dude. No, it is pretty crazy. I'm going to make the modern version of Alone where I'm going to find 10 people in a Discord server and because they're already alone. And then I'm going to take away their DoorDash app, and for 30 days they have to actually cook their own food and see if they can survive just browsing the internet and making their own meals.
Yeah, no frozen shit, no mac and cheese.
Yeah, nah, they have to cook their own, all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
It's fucking onions. Cutting this shit is making me so goddamn sad.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
What is happening?
And you know how on Alone, though, sometimes when they hang the meat out, you know, like an animal will like try to come and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
On the Discord version of Alone, because it'll be 10 doomers in 10 different cities, there we'll put them all with roommates, and occasionally they just have a hungry roommate who like shows up and knows how to cook, and that guy will wake up and be like, damn, we got steak.
Yeah.
And he'll start cooking the steak, and they have to figure out how to get the roommate off of cooking the steak. Like, they have to use their social skills to be like, hey, no.
That's my steak.
Get leave my steak.
Yeah, but you weren't like, were you using it? You don't cook, right?
I do now. I do. Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I'm making this shit. Like, it is mine. It is mine now, starting now. The moment it went into this pan, it is mine.
Just some gym guy?
Yeah.
Nah, dude. Nah, this isn't yours.
Yeah.
Nah,
you don't eat like this, bro.
Look at your fucking arms.
Yeah.
You don't eat steak.
Just pushing.
Look at these fucking things.
Fool, you do not eat. Look at you.
Look at you.
You don't eat steak, man.
Stand up to him. Stand up to him.
That's mine.
As he's holding the fucking camera in front of his face. Yeah. That's my steak. It's mine.
What are you doing? Are you vlogging?
Dude, you don't vlog.
You don't vlog, bro.
You don't talk.
Here, turn the camera around on me. Yeah. That's better.
Look
watch
at me.
Watch me cook this steak.
Getting the hitting the macros right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm mid-cut. I'm looking leaner, right? I'm looking leaner.
Def want to document this cut, dude. I'm going to be looking sick in 2 weeks.
The producers of the show are like, what the fuck is this footage, dude?
It's kind of good, honestly. Who's this guy? Very charismatic. You should film him less. It's making you look bad. So this is called Snowflake Mountain.
Snowflake Mountain. Yeah, that's the name of it.
I'll actually watch this.
It's like, yeah.
We don't need this.
It's like Alone. It actually is kind of funny, the concept of like doing the exact same show as Alone.
Yeah.
But the people aren't experienced in surviving.
Yeah.
You just drop these people down and they're like, does anyone have a charger? Fuck.
We do have solar power here. This is just, you know, retreat for like a technology retreat.
Is this new?
Yeah. I think it just came out.
Just came out. Wonder if it's good.
Someone messaged me about the show and they were like, dude, this is like exactly what you guys were describing on the podcast like 2 years ago. They're like it feels like it's verbatim.
Yeah, Netflix is scraping the bottom of the barrel for ideas. They're going back and watching our archives.
Yeah, dude, they're definitely watching us and being like, these are good ideas.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, it's definitely not a hard idea to put together. It's just, it's funny how all media is going this way. You know, just shitty and not good.
It is pretty funny that they thought that they were going to Love Island or something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, hysterical. Speaking of, as much as I was like, you know, kind of mocking Davide's English, I want to be very clear. I like Davide.
Yeah, I know. I kind of like him.
No, he's
you're a liar.
Yes, he's awesome.
You're a liar.
No, you know what I like about him, dude?
I can't help but think he would have said that to me.
Yeah.
After the whole Jared Goff fiasco.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
With me, you were close.
You are an actor.
Yeah, you're nothing to me. No.
Yeah. What are you going to say? Sorry? Interrupt.
You know, guys who are 6'4 and fucking ripped with, you know,
perfect jawline,
masculine jawlines,
sick hair.
They're often considered to be, you know, sex pests and uninterested in deeper relationships.
Yeah.
But here is that stereotype broken with Davide, who is so intense about having a relationship.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
I come here for the right reason.
Yeah.
Dude, and how quickly he cut her off. That was crazy.
Yeah. She was playing games.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She is the new, I don't like her.
Ekansu? Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
It's just a type of person where like the drama just like lives. It's just part of who they are, you know?
She just creates it.
Yeah.
She wants the I think that's how she thinks about interacting with people.
Yeah.
It's her model of
affection
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the most annoying part of every season is when someone does something wrong.
Yeah.
And then they know in their head, you can tell they know that they're the ones who fucked up.
Yeah.
But they act like the victim.
Yeah.
It's like it's just a defense thing, you know?
Dude.
And it's just so infuriating to watch.
Yeah.
Her like try to argue back with Davide.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you didn't think you were doing something bad, you wouldn't have been sneaking around with the other dude.
Yeah. You would have kissed him out in public.
Yeah.
And she definitely was trying to, you know, gaslight him a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, all of a sudden you care. What do you mean? I have always cared.
I save you from the fucking...
I save you from the monkey.
Yeah, from the monkey.
Without my brother's help, I save you. Dude, what I loved is when what'd he say? She was like, what? You've not been vulnerable with me. He's like, I just know you for 2 days. I'm not going to show you the sensitive Davide. I like how he referred to himself in the third person.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And I don't even think that's him being an asshole. I think that's just him like I don't know, English. Like, there's some translation. It's like Google Translate in his head all day.
Yeah, yeah.
He's saying something really elaborate, and then the Google Translate comes out, and it sounds like just a little NPC-ish.
Yes.
You're like, what?
Yes.
But I love how that dude Jay was like trying to be all level with me, man. Is there unfinished business? And it was like a millisecond. No, I don't give a shit. There is nothing between me and her. You have nothing to worry about. And he smiles like big as hell. And Jay's like, oh.
Okay.
I think Jay was hoping that he would say that there was still something left. So he would have like a little bit of an out. Because I think Jay is not that confrontational of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think with dudes, he's happy to fucking, you know, chat shit. But I think with women, he prefers to just, you know, I don't want to get in the middle. I don't want to stir the pot.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, yeah. I think he's a bit of a conflict avoidance there.
Yeah.
So, because I think with Ekansu, he would have just cut it off already. But now he's like, you know, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I think there's also like these moments in every Love Island where one person will switch which partner they want, right?
Yeah.
Like they'll be with their person and then all of a sudden they'll kind of hit it off with the new person.
Yeah.
And then the new person happens. In this case, it's Ekansu and what's his face?
Jay.
And then the confrontation will happen between the old person and you kind of realize, like the new partner will realize like, oh, this person didn't handle this right at all.
Yeah.
And now I'm stuck with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Always.
It happens on both sides.
Always.
But I feel like I see that in his mind where he's like, God, this girl's actually kind of fucking crazy.
Who's the...
You guys are a couple episodes behind, but...
What?
You're hitting on...
Oh, is that kind of what happens? Is that he sort of realizes?
I mean, he's going to.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to. It's already... The gear is already turning when he's sitting there being like, oh, is there anything left?
Yeah.
And the fact... I think Davide being like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Is him being like...
Oh.
Like, you just see in his eyes oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jay!
Yeah. Also, who's the dude with Gemma? Luca?
Yeah.
What a fucking baby.
Bro, him getting picked.
What a baby,
by that
dude.
New girl.
What
and
a
then just being
fucking
like,
child. Yeah, dude.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, so...
Sitting beside her, just sulking.
Mate, she's got fucking cooties. Like, I swear, she's gonna touch me. I'm gonna turn into a worm. I fucking...
You know she must have been like, fuck, why did I just... pick this loser.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, dude.
I want to be with my Gemma.
Yeah. But I think that speaks to, I think off camera, Gemma definitely has like that rich person, like unspoken entitlement.
Yeah.
That dude, it's like, that guy might as well have like a shock collar on with how much he like comes running back to her being like, I didn't even. Nothing. It was nothing in here. I was like looking at her fucking kneecaps the whole time.
Yeah.
I was making sure there was absolutely nothing there. Yeah. And she's like,
wretched kneecaps, by the way.
Yeah.
Wretched.
Not as good as yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, right. Yeah, that's fair then. All right, come drink my pee.
And she gets on his back and rides him like a horse.
Yeah.
Come on, babe. Get on.
He must know who her dad is or something.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
He's like, just like, he's got a shit-eating grin. I don't really like it.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's just being very like, mate, imagine I'd be dating Michael Owen's kid. I think that gear is a fucking 1,000% turning it.
Yeah, probably.
Who do you think could win it at this point?
Who's like the most in love right now?
Dami, I think.
You think so?
Oh, I think Dami's been the most like coupled-ish.
Yeah.
Cuz like him and Amber were the most, and he was like very committed to being like, "Hey, like I want to find out if this is real." Yeah. And then she got voted off. So I feel like Dami at this point has the most track record of looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, I think Ekansu is torched. I don't think she can win.
I also kind of think like Gemma's ex and Paige or whatever, they kind of seem like they're like hitting it off.
Yeah,
they're not really showing them much right now, but I think that's just because they're on the outskirts, like just only hanging with each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For some reason, they seem super into each other.
They're pretty strong. And I think that's because they're both extremely like I think they're very charismatic and they're both very genuine.
Yeah.
Them, Dami, the three of them are very, like, extremely likable.
Yep.
And then...
India's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's the most, like, the chillest, most real person.
Yes, definitely.
On that show. She's kind of like the voice of the audience, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. The four of them have the most... I think they're all the most likable. She's definitely the most real.
Yeah.
I think she's the most tangible. I think she'll walk out of the show fan favorite. Her online influencer career locked in.
Yeah.
It's she's good.
Yeah.
Ekansu is definitely not. Davide, I think maybe has a chance, but
he'll be like a actor or something, I feel like, after this.
Yeah.
So funny how hard he's trying to find a wife, too.
Yes.
Like, he's said the word wife so many times.
It's hilariously aggressive.
You think I'm going to make you my wife now?
Yeah, yeah. Hilariously aggressive.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's like, dude, it's been a week.
Dude, he is the most, like, it's like, he's the most literal person.
Yeah.
Like, when they gave him the casting call, he's like, I would like to find a wife.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, well, yeah, yeah. Like, that's kind of the idea, but it's not that. Set in stone. He's like, no, I will find. They're like, okay, all right, man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We'll definitely bring you on the show, but this is psycho. Like, he's like,
this is just for Instagram followers. You not realize that?
Yeah, yeah. This is just an influencer incubator.
Yeah, yeah, it's just for us to sell t-shirts. You know that, right? No, I will find a wife.
No, I will enter the castle and I will find my wife. I will defeat the dinosaur.
I need to find the Princess Peach. Princess, what do you mean? She's not.
They're going to introduce some guy in there named Billy. They're like, you are the bullet that my brother always talk about.
The what?
Billy the bullet. Bullet Bill. Yeah, Bullet Bill. Yeah, Bullet Bill. I always get it wrong. Bullet Bill. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You are Bill. You are the bullet my brother always tell me about. You are here to stop me from finding the princess. I'll destroy you.
They should actually have a girl named Peach.
Yeah.
Join the show. That'd be so funny.
That would be just so patronizing.
It is you.
Oh.
It is you. My princess.
Hi, I'm Peach. I think the, you know, I'm a couple episodes behind, but I think the new girl, Antigone, I feel like she's not, oh no, who's the other one? Danica, I feel like Danica is too cool.
Yeah.
Like, she's just very, I think she's very comfortable with herself. So she's not going out there being like, fuck it, I'm going to chat this guy up and I'm going to try to just get in there.
Yeah.
I think she's way too, respectful.
She's the new one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Before the Greek girl.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling she will not last. Because she's not really giving it to anybody. Yeah. I think if you're new, you have to go in there and be a shit.
Yeah.
Like Jay, when he came in immediately, like he dogged out a rugby guy and was like after it.
Yep.
And same thing with Ekansu.
Yeah.
But that's how they like got into the show.
Yep.
I think if you go
in. You got to make a splash for sure. Also, is it like, it's like 3 weeks into the show, right? Is it 3 weeks?
Maybe.
It's episode 18.
So like.
Two and a half.
Casa Amor happens. Oh, it's 2.5. Casa Amor happens at 4 weeks, right?
Ooh.
Doesn't feel like anyone's that solid right now.
No. No.
Like, they got to be in love by the half point, halfway point of the show.
So we can get some drama.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for today's free episode.
You can join us in the bonus episode where we will talk about all things crypto.
No, we're not talking about crypto.
Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, no, we will not.
No, we will. I mean, there's a...
Maybe
there's
a little bit.
No, we have to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
The big...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The Bored Ape thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, The
whole thing being just a giant, just Nazi propaganda.
Yeah. There's that. We could, you know, we could perhaps discuss more Love Island if need be. Martin Shkreli cucking some dude.
Oh yeah, what the fuck? I saw that trending on Twitter yesterday.
could talk about how I lost my fucking wallet for 72 hours.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Robot dog army?
Yeah. Oh, and fucking American Airlines had the audacity to cancel my flight.
Whoa.
Yeah, so we'll be getting into that in the bonus episode. So stay tuned.
I will be tweeting them live right here on the show.
Yeah.
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 Gall.
Yeah. American Airlines, you're fucked.
Thanks for watching, guys. See you on the bonus. You know, that's at tmgstudios.tv.
Subscribe. Bye. We'll see you. Goodbye. Goodbye and Gabon.
Gabon. This week on The Bone Zone.
Ah! Oh, what the fuck?
This fool's doing a fucking ad in the bonus episode, but it's like a story.
It's only 9 o'clock. Tell me you got your dick wet on.
Y'all didn't... You didn't fuck?
What?
Yeah, yeah, go back out. Go fuck him.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.